Om Shanti. Diwali, its message and true significance. Diwali, or Deepavali, as said by tradition, is an age-old and a significant festival recognized and celebrated in India by almost all of its religions. Deepavali marks the beginning of a new time, and it marks the final victory of good over evil forces, of light over darkness, and therefore we do light up diya to remind ourselves of our own inner light of peace, purity, love and spiritual joy. Some also celebrate this festival as a remembrance day of Lord Rama's return to his kingdom. The Festival of Lights. The image of light holds a very deep meaning in many faiths. It is a symbol of the image of God and also the image of one's true identity, the spirit or the soul. Just as the sea of lights guided Rama back to his kingdom, so too we have the ability to walk towards the ultimate light, that of God's, through following a spiritual path of self-discovery. What does Adiya represent? Adiya is lighted up in all houses. It is a symbol of a soul's Diya, being lighted up in the presence of the Supreme Soul. Diya also translates into given or donated. Diya would mean, I give all my weaknesses to God, and in return, we do receive His pure energies. With His powers, we can transform ourselves. This festival also reminds us to give whatever we have in excess. This is the way of living in which we not only provide for others who are in need, but also bring benefit our own self by doing such good deeds. Soul and the Supreme Soul. Raj Yoga, which means intellectual connection with God or Supreme Soul, is a form of meditation which focuses the attention of the mind on one's true identity as a light, a point of spiritual conscious energy, the soul. Me, the soul, is residing at the center of the forehead and using the brain and senses to write this article or to speak this article. The tilak marked on the forehead is to remind us that the self is a divine pure soul. The light, the soul, is the core of our being. One of the greatest spiritual truths mentioned in the Gita is the understanding that every human soul consists of several original qualities, like the genetic makeup of the soul. They are peace, purity, love, happiness, and wisdom. Just by turning my awareness within and releasing these original qualities, I will be able to experience them. That is what gives us the power of Hanuman, the wisdom of Krishna, and the courage of Ram. Diwali brings cleanliness. In India, as a child as well, we all would have observed that our parents operates the cleaning of the entire house during the time of Diwali, and we also help them in cleaning. But what is the purpose of this only during the time of Diwali? What does cleanliness signify? The real purpose is to clean our thoughts, clean our impure sanskars, to find out our weaknesses and throw them away, and in all, to clean our inner self and reflect upon life. This body in which I, the soul, live is also my home, which I should keep pure and clean. This is the true significance of cleanliness observed during the New Year and Diwali. Such introvert and spiritual aspects are forgotten with time as we become extrovert. Now is the time when God Himself explains what we have forgotten. Diwali brings newness. New clothes, new accounts, presents, sweets, colorful decorations, lightings everywhere, traditional dances. These are all pretty common experiences in the time of Diwali. They all add to the joyous nature of the festival. And it is indeed a glorious festival, which also unites families as they gather during its 10 to 18 days long national holiday, which is one of the reasons it is loved by so many. Sri Lakshmi visits our home. The belief is widespread in India that Sri Lakshmi, who is the goddess of wealth, visits our home during the time of Diwali. And therefore, we do cleaning in our house and at workplace. There is a spiritual meaning behind this belief as well. Till now, we learn that this festival reminds us to become soul conscious, to clean our thoughts and heart, to donate whatever we have in excess, and to spread happiness to everyone. And when we do all this, we become a great soul, after whom all prosperity follows. Prosperity of peace, wealth, health, and happiness comes to those who adopt divine values and virtues. Key takeaway: plant and cherish divine virtues of purity, peace, selfless love, truth, mercy, kindness, and knowledge in your life, and all prosperity will follow you. To sum up, Festival of Lights is the Remembrance Day of our victory against evil forces, the five vices that are lust, anger, greed, ego, and attachment. We clean the house, which signifies the cleaning of our thoughts, words, and karma. We light a diya to signify the awakening of the soul, that God comes and makes us conscious of our own self, a divine point of light that is the soul. As we become soul conscious, we attain innate inner peace, joy, and happiness. As we attain a victory over these vices, then Sri Lakshmi, a symbol of wealth and prosperity, comes in our life. Diwali marks the beginning of a new way of living, and everything is new. Hence, a new year is celebrated after the day of Deepavali.